Okay, everybody, it is still me, so here we go. Are you ready? I'm going to keep it together. As you all know, I just got back from a little vacation over in Oahu, and I did come back with this whole new perspective on things. The spirit of Aloha, people, this is a real thing. You know, here's a little tip for you. I became acquainted with, well, kind of acquainted with a man named Duke Kahanamoku. Never knew who this guy was. I'm embarrassed to say. It's very sad how the world kind of loses touch with heroes of the past. And this man was a hero in every sense of the world, a legend. I would suggest this. Well, you know, before I get there, let me give you a little background. So I'm walking on Waikiki Beach, and I see this monument, this statue of this man, Duke Kahanamoku, with his arms outstretched with leis all over it. I'm like, this must be somebody important. Let me check it out. So I walk over, and I'm reading a little bit on this plaque about the man. And I just kind of got captivated by it, learned about the Beach Boys. And I'm not talking about the band. The Beach Boys were surfers, basically, who, you know, brought that sport to the world. None more so than Duke. And what this guy achieved and what he did, I'm talking about, honestly, the spirit of Aloha. There's a movie called Waterman. I would strongly suggest you watching that. I happened to catch that on the way back, on my flight back last night, and I watched it three times. It's a long flight. Two full times, and then I skipped over a couple of parts. But seriously, check this guy out, who he was, what he stood for, and the spirit of Aloha. Honestly, that you want to know what it's all about? There you go. You watch that movie, Waterman, and if you don't come away with tears in your eyes at the end, I won't believe it. Seriously, it got me choked up big time. And you know me, I'm a sensitive guy anyway, but it's the truth. A real hero. Incredible person, honestly. So with that said, this here is my lovely, of course, post-market wrap-up. Let's talk about this. It's a freak show, people. So on this lovely, of course, post-market wrap-up here, the market must have missed me. Nice rally on Wall Street the day I get back, and I did buy more. J-E-P-I. That's the ticker, people. I own a lot of this. Look, I don't give advice on what people should or should not do. I've gotten myself in a lot of trouble with this here. You all know about this. So I don't do this anymore, okay? I don't need it. There's people out here who they just don't want to be helped, and they kind of twist the things that I do and, you know, report me to so-called agencies that are supposed to have the public interest in mind. Really? Do you believe any of these things actually exist? I don't. And because of that, as you all know, I stopped posting a lot of stuff here out of necessity, unfortunately. But I'm just going to tell you what I'm doing. I've been buying JEPI for months, and honestly, I own many, many thousands of shares of this. I think it's the right spot to be in. It pays a very nice monthly dividend, and you need cash flow. It's a way to do it. And again, I am not saying or suggesting that you do it. I'm just telling you what I'm doing. You all know that I've been stacking these things. You know, I got gold and silver all over my freaking desk. I got some over here. I got some over here. I got some over there. I got it everywhere. Oops, sorry. Anyway, I just love looking at it, playing with it, touching it, kissing it, and even sometimes licking it too. But that's just me. So with that said, yes, we're not going to stop. You and I are clear, and we've been clear for many, many years on what we need to do, okay? Bet against this debt, become our own central banks. Let me say this. You and I, if you've been with me for any length of time, at least over the past, I don't know, maybe year, I have been pushing home the fact that the entire global financial system is insolvent, okay? It's nothing but a gigantic Ponzi scheme on an unprecedented scale. I mean, there's nothing that has ever come close in the history of the world as to what is going on now. And without the relentless, unstoppable pulling of cash into the now from the future to continue to inflate the system even greater, this whole thing will melt down on itself, and it's going to. It's just a matter of time here. But the fact of the matter is, nothing's going to change this. The system is illiquid, the system is insolvent, and at one point, this is going to change dramatically. But for now, looking at the freak show market that we have here, the fact that none more so than the Fed, central banks continue to keep rates suppressed, and they're going to from here until they're done. And when are they going to be done, people? Look, they're going to be done when they have such a stranglehold on the people of the world. And they're going to do this in multiple ways. Right now, they're inflating and continue to inflate. Speaking of that, tomorrow we're going to get this big inflation report, the CPI. Okay, and let's see what the market does. Are we going to give back this nice rally that we had today? The market missed me, like I said. Who the freak knows? All right, but I can put this is going to be the narrative. Are you ready? I'm going to give you a little preview here. They're going to tell you that inflation is continuing to rise. Okay, it's continuing to rise, but are you ready? Sit down because I'm so afraid and so scared. They're gonna tell you it's still rising, but it's rising at a slower pace, and that's fantastic because people are getting destroyed here. Absolutely, inflation is rising on globally. It's gonna continue to rise, and it's by design. Central banks, colluding with their respective government puppet imbeciles, who are supposed to represent we the people. How about they don't? They're going to continue to inflate and tell you everything is just fantastic. What do we find out today? Real wealth is drying up here as the Ponzi keeps going on. Where's the wealth being taken from? The middle class, the people at the lower rung. What do I always tell you? What does Greg Mannarino say? The people at the lower rung are done. They're already finished. They've already been made slaves to the system, slaves to the beast system. Okay, they're just done. The people of the middle class here, they're desperate to maintain the illusion that they're still in the middle class. And what are they doing? They're borrowing and borrowing and borrowing some more. Consumer debt, household debt, personal debt, new record highs every freaking day. You think that's going to stop anytime soon? No, of course it's not. That's the nature of the beast. They're strangling people to death. And now a couple of other things are coming down the pike, things that you and I already know. Food insecurity, food shortages, water shortages, you name it. All that's coming down the pike. I mean, it's going to, when I say to you, all of you out here, that this is going to be biblical, I mean it in the literal sense. People say, "Oh, does Greg really mean that?" Yes, I mean in the biblical sense. This is going to be real, and I mean very real. It's getting very real for people now, and it's going to get a lot more real moving forward. There's no doubt about it. So what are we going to do about it, you and me? We're going to continue to bet against the debt, become our own central banks, take advantage of everything we possibly can, if that means for Greg Mannarino, because I'm not telling you to do it, buying JEPI, collecting that monthly dividend here with the prospect of making even more as this market continues to defy gravity. You think it belongs here? Is anybody in touch with reality? This market has no bearing on reality whatsoever. All it cares about, the freak show, is what's going to come out of its mouth on Wednesday. And that's going to be, oh, okay, look, I could be wrong on this, but I'm just throwing it out here. And if I am wrong, okay, whatever. At least I have the guts to come out here and tell you what I think. And when I think the Fed's going to raise the federal funds rate, or the overnight lending rate, 50 freaking basis points, and the market's probably going to get off on it. Probably going to get off on that because the market knows what's coming, okay? Another little hike and then a pause and, you know, but do you believe for a nanosecond that this is going to prevent central banks, none more so than the freaking Federal Reserve, which is the real government, from inflating and inflating and freaking inflating and telling you everything's just fine? Absolutely not. People are being led to the slaughter by the throngful. Is that a word? I just made it up. I don't know. It's a good thing. Anyway, with all of that, people, let us move forward here. So on this the back of this rally today in the stock market, 10-year yield did come up a little bit here. Dollar strength came up. The MMRI got, I think it gained 3 points, 235 last time I looked at it. Still, look, there's a lot of risk here in this market. But that doesn't mean we should be running for the hills. It means we should be continuing to do what we've been doing since day one, people. Hoarding, okay, physical assets. None more so than this one. Look, none more so. It's right here. This is my favorite asset of all time. What do you think? It's lovely. This is it. Physical silver, in my opinion, and you're entitled to your own, is the most undervalued asset, period, the freaking end here. And why would Greg Mannarino say that? Let's do a little homework assignment. You all know what I'm going to tell you. Look at the Dow gold ratio, gold silver ratio, and you will see why this guy, I don't make shit up. I don't conjure this stuff out of a hat. Just pull it out of nowhere. You know, like the Federal Reserve, how they just, you know, it digits to a screen. That's not Greg. Greg over here, all right? I do my homework, like all of us should, all right? And I've been able to keep myself, and I hope most of you on the right side of this freak show. You all know what's going on here. This is no secret to anyone that follows this blog. Anyway, what else? I was just writing some stuff down here earlier today. You know, food insecurity, in my opinion, is going to be a big one coming up here. They're already flashing it across the mainstream media outlets, food insecurity. They're building people up, and they're talking about shortages of water now. What better way, again, to control the population and to starve them and cause them to thirst? I mean, yeah, of course, then become, what is this all about? You know what it's all about. Making people slaves to the system and making people dependent on their system. And when they implode this system, poof, here comes a new one. All those people, please help me. Help us, please help. I'm still a little nuts. You know that. I'm still a little nuts. Anyway, so situation is what it is. We're going to get this inflation number tomorrow. You already know how it's going to play out. Inflation is still rising. It's still rising. But it's not so dramatic, you know. So don't worry about it. Just sit back and go about your business. Look here, but don't look over there. It's what they always do, people. It's always a massive distraction mechanism. Crude oil today put on a nice gain. Bitcoin, again, hovering around 17,000. There are so many bears here with regard to Bitcoin. I almost want to be bullish right now. I haven't bought any in a long time. Keep my eye on this thing. But the more I hear the general population get bearish on an asset, whatever it might be, I don't care if it's dog shit, the more bullish I become. You understand? I don't know. It's the way my brain works, and I can't stop it. I can't fix it. It's just permanently broken, or it works that way. What can I tell you here? Gold and silver today did fall under some pressure. Okay, whatever. I don't care what they do. These assets are just so ridiculously undervalued. Again, Dow gold ratio, gold silver ratio. This is your homework assignment. And another homework assignment. And honestly, you know, look, you want to find a little humanity out there. It exists. Check out this guy, Duke Kahanamoku. Have a hard time with that name. What a story. Waterman. You could probably find it anywhere. It's the end of it. Really, honestly, you can imagine Greg Mannarino. Yeah, I was getting choked up. I'm that kind of guy. I get choked up over things like that. What a life. I mean, there are some real heroes out there. Honestly, there are some. And he's one of them. All right, people, with that said, I'll leave you off with this about ahui ho, until we meet again. That's in Hawaiian. Man, I tell you, I almost wish I was Hawaiian. Maybe I was in a past life, if you believe in that kind of stuff. I have no idea what's out there. But I'm sure some of you do. All right, this guy here loves you a lot. And I mean it. And I missed all of you so much. I will see all of you in the morning. And we're gonna have so much. We always have fun. Do we or do we not have fun out here? I think we do. All right, look, I'm out here. See you in the morning.